Al-Yishur Chelek Beis Tav Reish Yud Ches. The 12th chapter entitled Hashem Tzilecha, Hashem is your shadow. Hayesod HaGadolu, the great fundamental idea, Shemaftech Lechol Darkei Hashgachayinah Hu Adam Atzboi. The key to all the paths of divine providence is the person himself. V'ne Adku Yadanu Gamken, we know thus far, Ki Kol Ma Shehashgacha Mivyah La'Adam Hu Begeder Sachar Ro'eine Shavu Ma'asav. Whatever divine providence brings to the individual, it is as a consequence for his own deeds. We want to ascertain the subtlety of the matter. We will see how a person's bitachon, his attachment to Hashem, take him into a specific level, a compartment literally, a specific level of divine protection. Very subtle differences in these levels act above. The Brisa teaches Hillel Hazaken was traveling and he heard somebody screaming in the town, Omar, Muvtachani, She'en ze besoch b'isi. I'm assured, I'm certain that this did not emanate from my home. Ve'alav ha-kasuv omer, the pasuk says, Mi shemu'a ra'a, lo yira, nachoin liboi batoch b'shem. He does not fear bad tidings, his heart is solid, trusting in Hashem. Omer rova, kol hechid adarash lehaikra, mereish le-sefer midish, mi-sefer le-reish midish. You can darshan this pasuk from beginning to end and from end to beginning, it's a, sort of a palindrome. Midrash, if you start from the beginning, working towards the end of the pasuk, you'll darshan as follows. Mishimu ara lo yira, he does not fear evil tidings. Matam, why? Nachoin liboi batoch b'Hashem, his heart is solid and trusting in Hashem. Miseifel reish midrash, and you can darshan from the end of the pasuk, working backwards. Nachoin liboi batoch b'Hashem, when he has bitachoin, mishimu ara lo yira. He does not need to fear evil tidings. We see here in that last point, how bitachon brings protection. Hillel Hazaken Yadaki Oitzim Bitchono Udvekusa. Hillel Hazaken knew that his complete bitachon and attachment to Hashem, Hichnis Oisele Madore Shel Shmira El Yoina, placed him in a, again, literally a compartment, in a level of supreme protection. Velo Haya Yare Mishimur Ra'a, and therefore he did not fear any evil tidings. בזה למדנו דבר חדש. We see something here that is new and novel. כי הביטחון שהוא הדבקוס האמיתיס, ביטחון which is true attachment, מעורר השמירה של מעלה. That stimulates protection from above. יסוד זה מסבאר ברמב"ן על הפסוק עם פרשס וירא, כי ידעתיו למען שיצווס בנוב ובס ביסי אחריו. So the Ramban explains this over there in וירא, וזה לשני. והנכון בעיניי, כי הוא ידיעה בו ממש, that this כי ידעתיו is knowledge, וירמוי זה זה הינטיה, כי ידיעס השם שיש גחסי בעולם השפל, ידיעס השם, which really refers to his involvement, his providence in this world, לשמור הכללים, וגם בני אדם מונחים בו למקים עד בו אס פקוד אסם. People are subject to certain events, אבל בחסידיו, when it comes to the חסידים of Hashem, ישים אליו ליבוי לדעס, it's as if Hashem pays more attention to that individual, בפרט ליועס שמרסו דבקה בוי תמיד, so that his protection attaches to the individual constantly. לא יתיפרד הידיעה וזכרה ממנו כלל. It's as if Hashem's knowledge does not depart from this individual at all, כתם לא יגרע מצדיק אינו, like the פסוק says, Hashem does not move his eye from that צדיק. ובאו מזה פסוקים רבים, there are numerous פסוקים that indicate this idea, כתכסיב, הנה אין השם אל יראיו, השם's eye is directed at those who fear him, visualize it others. The author explains, הרי החסיד, חסידוסי גורמס ששמירה עליונה דבקה בו תמיד. That's the point we made above, based on הלל הזקן. The חסיד is an individual whose Chassidus, his attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causes a much higher level of protection that attaches to him constantly. V'lo yitipared mimenu. Ela dekan yecholnu oid leavin. We could still understand thus far. Ki ha-chassid al-ade ma'asav ha-tivim zoche l'shmira zei. We could still argue that this is sachar based on his good deeds. V'get the sachar al-ma'asav. and not necessarily directly triggered by his bitachon. Elsewhere, the Ramban makes it clear that it has to do with bitachon. Al pasuk, the pasuk in Parashas Shiftim, which we've examined a number of times, the pasuk says, "Mi ha'ish hayorei v'rach halivav yelech v'yashuv leveisoi." Just before the war, and then the soldiers are instructed that those who are fearful should turn back. And the Ramban writes, you can say, "Vel das Rabbi Akiva k'mashmoi tzimach lo gistanoim." Rabbi Akiva takes it literally. Somebody who still fears after the Kohen makes the promise does not have proper bitachon, and the nes will not be done. The author explains, Nesu, shetzava shalem yetzele milchama, v'chulam yechzeru bimena shlemim uvri'im. It's a nes that an entire army goes out to war, everyone comes back alive and well, v'lo yitipol mis'aras rosham atza, not even a hair's breadth of damage. It's that which the Kohen Meshuch Melchama promises. Somebody who is still fearful after such an assurance has little bitachon. And this is our point. He will not then, because it does not have bitachon, he is on a lower level of protection. And indeed, he might actually be killed in the war. The point that we've been making throughout this chapter. It's the person's bitachon that triggers greater levels of protection from above. In brackets, it's in the second line of that paragraph we quoted, that people are subject to events, literally to coincidences. He seems to be saying, if one reads it, as literally as possible, that other than Hasidim, people are not subject to any divine providence. So the Alter Mikelm explains it. The basic point is that somebody who does not observe the Torah karaui properly, the response from Hashem is to allow him to live what seems to be a natural life of cause and effect, but with immense precision, depending on how far he is from proper observance of Torah. And it will look as if it is just natural and cause and effect. The Ramban didn't mean that it's literally just coincidences, without Hashem's will, it just happens. We're not going to elaborate. At any rate, Harei Mamash, Hashem Shemirecha, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem is your God, He protects you. Hashem Tzilecha al yaday menecha, but it depends, He acts as a shadow. He responds, and His Shmira is a response to a person's attachment to Him. Im Adam Mar'e Etzba, if a person holds up a finger, Meifel Atzel Alav Mar'e Etzba, so then the shadow is a finger. Im Adam Mar'e Yad, Meifel Atzel Alav Yad Mar'e Yad, if a person lifts up his whole hand, then the shadow is correspondingly bigger. That's the mashal. And the nimshal, kach mash adam mar'e b'avodasev. What a person holds up, in inverted commas, in his avodah, the extent to which he is davuk b'ashem, me'oireres ashgacha v'shema elin alav. That stimulates and triggers the providence and the protection from above upon him. Imu mar'e d'vekuz v'itachon, if he is projecting, and of course we're talking about sincere here, not pretending, but if he projects Dveikus and Bitachoin, Dveikabu Ashkachai Lenat Tamid Veshomeres Esed, and the divine providence attaches to him and guards him. Hifli Leva'er HaYesod HaGadol Zeh HaRambam, the Rambam explains this great fundamental idea, Besef HaMure, at the end of Morei Nevuchim Pek Nun Aleph, towards the end, Ashe Al Zeh Omar Ad Moetz, particularly here, that Rabbi Yerucham said Chas V'Chalila in the Teres HaRambam Kefilosef, one should not describe the Rambam as a philosopher. One can say about him that he was well versed in philosophy. He was supremely holy. One can see this particularly in the last chapters of Morei Nevuchim at the end. Let's quote the Rambam. Heara, comment. This is an idea that one finds in many Rishonim, that the seichel, a person's intellect, his mind, is the actual interface between the human being and Hashem. That's the point at which we attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the interface הדיבוק בינינו ובינינו. והרשוס נסונה לך. And then the individual is given permission, אם תרצה לחזק הדיבוק הזה. If you wish to strengthen this attachment, תעשה. כלומר, תוכל לחזק, you can strengthen that attachment. ואם תרצה לחלישה מעט מעט עד שתפסקה. If you wish to weaken it gradually until you sever it, תעשה. You can also do that. How does one do this? ולא יחזק זה הדיבוק רק בהשתמשך בו באהבת השם. This attachment becomes stronger when you use it for אהבת השם. When you use your intellect for אהבת השם. ושתהיה כוונתך אליה, to intend it, to want to use one's intellect for strengthening one's connection, וחולשסה תהיה בשומך מחשבתך בדבר זה לא עושה. Weakening that connection is when you allow your thoughts to attach to other things, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever one is thinking about, which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, weakens that attachment. The Rambam continues, ותדע שאתה, ולו היית החכם שבבני אדם במיתוס החוכמה האלוקית, you should know that you, let's say that you are the wisest of all people in knowledge of divine wisdom, the greatest. Even you, when you clear your mind, or when you turn your mind, literally, when you turn your mind to some necessary eating, we're not talking about indulging, necessary eating, or some necessary activity, you're weakening that attachment between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not with him, your thought is on something else, he is not with you. Because that attachment between you and him was actively severed at that moment. That's why the Hasidim were so makpid for those moments when they ceased to think of Hashem. והזהירו ממנו, he's talking about Chazal, and they warned, ואמרו, אל תפנו אל מידתכם. It's a drasha on, אל תפנו אל האלילים, אל תפנו אל מידתכם. Do not clear Hashem from your mind, from your knowledge. ואומר דוד, דוד המלך, שימו לב, says in תהילים, שביסי Hashem נגדי תמיד, place Hashem before me constantly, כי מימיני בל אמוית. And the Rambam explains, הוא אומר, איני מפנה מחשבתי ממני, I don't clear my mind from him at all. וכאילו הוא יד ימיני, like he's my right hand, אשר אל ישכח אדם כאף עין, a person doesn't forget it, ומפני זה לא אמת, and that's why I do not stumble, כלומר לא איפול, I don't fall. הרמב״ם מניח כאן איזה יסוד, הרמב״ם יעלה איזה foundation, as I mentioned, many rishonim say this, כי עצם מציאות השכל שלנו, הוא הדיבוק בין אדם ובין הבורא. The actual existence of our intellect, our mind, is the attachment, it's the point of interface between the human being and his creator. כך כוסב גם החובס אל ובויס, אין שאר עבידס האלוקים פרק ה' ירץ, כי ההערה השכליס, when we have some intellectual awakening, some point, חידוש, whatever, היא הזכרס האלוקים מסעדם, it's Hashem reminding man באמצעו שכלוי, through his mind, לדעס, I say, to know him, ולהכיר סימני חכמה שלו, to recognize the signs of his wisdom. אם האדם ישתמש בשכלו לחשוב בבורא או בתורה, if a person uses his mind to think of the creator, to think of Torah, who mechazek es advekus b'noi v'nabore. The author is just paraphrasing what we said above. He strengthens that attachment to the creator. Keshu mefane machshavto l'inyanim acherim, but when he turns his mind to other matters, miyad nechlash libuk hazeh, that attachment weakens. Harambam mevi al zeh sagmara b'shabes kuf memtes. Harambam quotes this Gemara. The Brass teaches Ksav Hamealech Tachas Hatzura V'Tachas Yedukhanois. We would call it a caption. When you have a caption under a painting that says whatever, the name of the painting or description, or under a statue, an explanatory text underneath it. Asur Likoyse B'Shabbos. One may not read it on Shabbos. V'Diokona Atzma, the actual statue or whatever it is, Af Bechol Asur Listakel Ba, but that may not be gazed at even on a weekday. Shenema al tifnu el ha'elilim. The pasuk says, do not turn to the elilim. My Talmuda, what's the teaching of here? What is the mechanism or the mechanics of this pasuk? Amar Rav Chanin al tifnu el midatechem. This is what we mentioned before. That's the drasha that Rambam uses. Do not clear Hashem from your thoughts. Behemshech haperek hu bebore nevuchim megaleh Rambam inyanim gedolim bashgacha. In the, as the chapter unfolds in Morin Vuchim, the Rambam reveals many aspects of Hashgacha, discussions. One should learn in detail his elaborate words over there. those words will put us on our feet, a solid foundation in the deep concept of Hashgacha and Bitachon that we are busy explaining. And we quote the Rambam again. V'nei niglaila yuniflam me'oid. It's the wondrous analysis. Yesuru bo yisfekois vizgalu bo sedes elokiyos. V'hu. What is this wondrous idea? Ki kefi shi'ur sechel. Kol ba'al sechel ki Hashgacha bo. It's in accordance with one's development of one's mind that the Hashgacha interacts with him, which is the idea we've been saying. It's the extent to which he uses his Seichel to attach to Hashem, there's a corresponding Hashgacha from Hashem. The person whose mind does not budge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, then the Hashgacha is upon him constantly. A person who's got his shalei ma'asaga, he's got full grasp, but he lets his mind wander from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for some time, then the Hashgacha is upon him when he's thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's involved in other matters and not thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha weakens from him. Again, it's degrees of here. It doesn't become removed from him. The divine providence is not removed from him like it is from somebody who bichlal never devotes time to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is minimized. It is weakened. Because that person who's got full full perception, but at that moment when he's thinking about other things, his seichel is not actively attached to Hashem. It seems to me, when one finds Nevi'im, of course, great people, or Chasidim Shlemim, upon whom evil came, when you find such situations, a very great, righteous person who suffers some calamity, the Rambam says, it seems to me that it could only have happened at the time when that person allowed his mind to drift and to wander from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In accordance with the length of time that he forgot Hashem, forgot he is rather loose, yeah? But according to the length of time that his mind wandered, corresponding to the triviality of the matter that he allowed his mind to deal with, corresponding to that is the intensity of the calamity. Hashgacha again is directed at those who try to reach him. When a person allows his mind to wander, this is the converse the Rambam is saying. When a person is completely attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then none of those evils can befall him. He's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is with him. Again, he allows his mind to turn from Hashem. Hashem who has nivdal Hashem is then separating. Hashem nivdal men. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also takes a step back. Who has mezuman lechol ha'ashir shashim tzeu is then vulnerable to any evil that can befall him. There's the Rambam. In the words of the Torah itself, I found validation for this conclusion of mine. Omar Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'istarti fonai mehem. I will hide my face from them. When I hide, the consequences, they will be consumed. This is from the Teichacha. And all sorts of calamities will befall him. And the Jews will say on that day, it's because HaKadosh Baruch is not among me, not in me, that these evils have come upon me. And the Rambam says, what's clear is that this Hastaras Panim Hashem, anachnu sibasa, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. We cause it by allowing us our minds to drift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memele, then his face is hidden. We create this curtain, literally, this partition between us and him. The author concludes, we see in this chapter that the key for protection, his thought about the creation, the Creator and the Torah, in brackets. We're mentioning here that thought in Torah is equivalent. Even though the Rambam didn't mention Torah, he spoke about thinking of the Creator. תמכנו יסיידסנו בנפש החיים, שער דלת פרק יוד. עיין שם ופשוטו. So we trust that our conclusion is correct, that it's equal for thought in Torah, based on what Rav Chaim of Volozhin says over there. וממש הארס פני השם והסתרס פניו תלויס באדם. The Rambam here just concluded, whether Hashem shines his face or hides his face depends on the individual. בזמן שהוא מקשר תואר מחשבתוי בשם, when a person, again, binds the purity of his thought in Hashem והסתרסוי, הוא מעורר הארס פניו יסבר. That triggers Hashem to shine his face upon him, להאיר עליו ולשומרי to guard him. Conversely, ברגע שהוא מסיח את דתו דברים אחרים, he allows his mind to drift to other things, אין חיימוי אז וכן הוא אינו עמך, in the words of Ram. You're not with him, he's not with you. ובדיוק, כמידה ססחס דעתוי, כמידה ססטרס פני השם. Of course, it works with great precision. To the extent that a person allows his mind to drift, so too Hashem's face hides. הוא אשר אמרו על הלל הזקן, the beginning of this chapter, שנכון ביבו היה בטוח בשם, that's the drasha from the end of the pasuk, back towards the beginning. He was ביתך, his heart was constantly reliant, trusting in Hashem, ולכן בבשררה, לא ידאג, therefore he did not fear evil tidings. המצב של נכון ביבו בטוח בשם, הוא יסקשרו סעדם ובחשבתוי באבוירי זברו כשגם, it's that idea of his heart is solid, trusting in Hashem, is that idea that a person's thought is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a very solid and fast connection. Zeu Soda Shmuelina. This is a much deeper idea than what you learned before. The idea of divine protection. Soda Hashem Shemrecha Hashem Tzilcha Le'adaminecha. The Hashem is your God in the sense of a shadow who responds to our action in terms of attachment to Him. Adkan.